Podcast 102, Humility. The Gospel reading for today's podcast is Luke chapter 4, verses 7 to 14. Humility is a trait that's generally valued by New Zealand culture and society. We like our heroes and great people to be humble. The extreme form of this is the so-called tall poppy syndrome, where we try and cut someone down to size because they've advanced to the head of their field and they are considered to be too big for their boots. Maori people also value humility, and there is a well-known proverb of Whakatauaki that says, "Ka hore te kumara e kōrero mō tōna reka." The kumara doesn't boast about how sweet it is. And this reminds me of a story about a New Zealand farmer who was part of an exchange scheme to visit farms in another country. And his first farm visit was to a rancher in Texas. The farmer arrived at the ranch in Texas and was given a tour of the ranch by his Texan host. And the host kept bragging about how big his house was, how many head of cattle he had, and the size of his ranch. "You know," said the Texan, "I can drive for a whole day and not come to the boundary of my ranch." The New Zealander thought about this for a minute and then replied, "Yeah, I had a car like that once too." Today's Gospel reading from Luke finds Jesus on the Sabbath being invited to a meal at the house of a prominent Pharisee. The midday meal on the Sabbath usually followed the synagogue service, using food prepared on the previous day. Perhaps Jesus had been the guest preacher at the synagogue service. At the meal, Jesus picks up on the way the guests sought out places of honour at the table to be seated as close as possible to the hosts. These places were indicators of social status and part of the culture of first century Judea. Showing off did not have the social censure it does in modern day New Zealand society. Perhaps the closest parallel we have to this in New Zealand society today would be the wedding banquet, where the top table places are usually reserved for the bride and groom and their family, the bridal party, and so on. If someone outside this group tried to sit at the top table, they would quickly be escorted to another table with the other guests. So Jesus uses his observation of Pharisees seeking out these places of honour at the meal as a teachable moment to illustrate one of the characteristics of the new kingdom he is bringing into the world, the kingdom of heaven. He tells them about a parable of a wedding banquet and about choosing places of honour for yourself. And this is what Jesus says. "When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honour, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, 'Give this person your seat.' Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up to a better place.' Then you will be honoured in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." So Jesus' parable is making the point that in his kingdom, humility is a key virtue. But when we talk about humility, particularly Christian humility, we have to be careful about what we mean. The Oxford English Dictionary defines humility as the quality of having a modest or low view of one's importance. But let's be clear, as C.S. Lewis points out in his Screwtape Letters book, Christian humility is not a clever person asserting they are stupid, or a beautiful person pretending they are ugly. That shows a lack of honesty and appreciation for the gifts God has given to the person, and that's not what Christian humility means. We should also note that pride is the opposite of humility, and there is a perverse element to pride, which means it can feed off its opposite, humility. Paradoxically, you can be proud of being humble. As the satirical song by the country and western singer Mac Davis says, O Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. O Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, has some useful things to say about humility from a Christian perspective. In this book, Lewis says, do not imagine that if you meet a really humble man, that he will be what most people call humble nowadays. He will not be a sort of greasy, smarmy person who is always telling you that, of course, he is a nobody. Probably all that you will think about this humble person is that he seemed cheerful and intelligent and took a real interest in what you said to him. If you do dislike him, it will be because you feel a little envious of anyone who seems to enjoy life so easily. He will not be thinking about humility. He will not be thinking about himself at all. Rick Warren, the modern Christian writer of The Purpose-Driven Life, agrees with Lewis, and he wrote this as part of one of his books. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. And the Apostle Paul also reiterates this principle in Philippians 2:3 when he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. And of course, our primary model for humility in our Christian life is Jesus. He is the servant leader whose humility on some occasions both astounds and embarrasses his disciples. In the well-known incident in John 13, Jesus takes the role of a servant and washes his disciples' feet. An act of true humility. Humility is one of the cardinal virtues of the Christian life. Like faith, hope, and love, it should be woven into our lives and ingrained in everything we do and say. So to sum up, firstly, humility is modeled to us by Jesus and the way he interacted with people. Secondly, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. And thirdly, humility is a key characteristic of any disciple who follows Jesus.